You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Thank you both for coming in this morning and chatting to us about this. This is the second season of a very successful podcast series that has been, I think, one of those kickoff points for a lot of people for understanding how certain parts of our community exist within Aotearoa in terms of like understanding cultural narratives and also just our friends around us. Do you want to explain a little bit about conversations with my immigrant parents? Where did this idea come from?
Well, Julie and I have been working on this for a couple years now, and it really just came out of like our desire to know more about our families and understand how we kind of grew up the way we did. And I think growing up as migrants or kids of migrants, it takes a long time to like yourself and I think and maybe even understand yourself in a really full way. So the podcast was just kind of an effort to learn more about that for ourselves and hopefully share that with other people.
Yeah.
You reckon?
One of the big things that seems to come up often in this is touching on subjects that might be a little bit taboo to sometimes have those conversations with your families around. Was that something that you set out to maybe break down some, insecurities around talking around those things or some sort of like subjects that are off limits? Was that something you knew you wanted to touch on from the very get-go?
Yeah, I think we wanted to make sure that the themes and stories being told weren't always about like the immigration process or racism, which is a common theme for all families in the podcast, but also like wider universal themes that affect not just immigrant families, but all families in Aotearoa. So yeah, we have some pretty cool, deep, nuanced themes that different episodes cover, like sexuality, queerness, mental health, grief, divorce, relationships, parenting, like so many topics, and we really wanted to show like how complex immigrant lives are. And
yeah, so how did you kind of find the people that you've talked to for both the first and this new season as well? I guess once you've had one season of a podcast go out in the world, maybe
you
more people hear
so.
About it.
Well, yeah, I think more people hear about it, but it was definitely harder to find families in 2020 just because of COVID and so much uncertainty, and it was like scheduling was really difficult and stuff. And I think that Julie and I talked about whether like people knowing how kind of vulnerable the space of the podcast was might have made it harder to get people to share and open up, and maybe, I don't know, we just did find we had a bit more trouble. We found amazing families, of course, but it was a bit more difficult to contact people and convince them that letting strangers into their home was a good idea.
In a pandemic, I can imagine. And how have you both, this is something that I wondered about when I was watching some of these, how have you both found talking about this with your own families as well afterwards? Has that been something that you've found interesting or difficult, or have they been really on board with it? What's been that process like for you, Julie?
Well, in the first season, at like the very last episode of the first season, Sarai and I talked to our own mums. We like split a little episode each, and we kind of had different experiences, I think.
Yeah.
I think we just have different relationships with our mums.
Of course.
And yeah, I found it really hard to do that, and probably like if this was someone else's project, I probably would never like sign up to do it. But it was really worthwhile, and we did talk about things that I didn't think we'd talk about, or I learned stuff that I didn't think I would.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was really cool.
Also, like, sometimes your parents don't know that you want to know things about them.
Yeah.
Like certain, you know, family stories, or they just don't know that you care. So. Yeah.
How was it for you, Sarad? Was it a cool process?
Yeah, it was cool.
Yeah.
It was cool. I think me and my mum sort of talk about stuff like this quite a lot, like her growing up in Invercargill and what it was like being Sri Lankan in the South Island in the 1970s. So she sort of knew what we were going to talk about.
Yeah.
She was a bit more nervous than any other parent, actually.
In touch with RNZ to like clarify some facts.
Yeah.
It's quite I guess, a privilege to be invited into people's personal spaces and into their personal conversations as well. What were some of the things, I guess, that struck you from creating the second season? I feel like you must have come out of that first season being like, you know, new ideas and new thoughts around like immigration experiences and the ways that families have lived in Aotearoa. But were you surprised by new stuff from the second season?
I think in the second season there's, I don't know if it was 2020, but there's, like, if you listen to the whole second season, you'll probably notice there's, like, very common themes of grief and trauma, maybe, and it's a lot sadder, maybe?
I think it is, yeah.
So that was something that wasn't, like, intentional, but it ended up unravelling that way, and that might have just been how people were feeling in that year.
Yeah. Yeah, there were definitely more recurring themes in season two.
Mm.
But that's also interesting as well because, like, things affect families, obviously, in so many different ways. So, like, it won't filter down in the same way or come out in the same way. And
yeah,
I think it still makes for lots of different interesting stories.
Mm. I think that's an interesting thing as well, maybe within a year like 2020, that it has been very fraught for people just anyway, because pandemic, difficult times, being stuck at home, maybe you're right, Julie, maybe some of those like questions were just kind of bubbling away subconsciously for people anyway, so perhaps it's not surprising that was maybe more of a theme to some of the stories coming out.
Yeah. Something we did want to go into the second season with is just covering some stories or voices, perspectives that we felt like were missing in the first series. So covering like a disability perspective, what that means with the immigration system here, how that intersects, and having like a family that has both Māori whakapapa and immigrant whakapapa, so what that means to be Indigenous and immigrant.
We wanted to try and find stories of more recent migrants because, like, you know, we can see that families who come to New Zealand, who've come to New Zealand in the last 5 years, you know, might have a harder time integrating, and it takes a while to meet people and settle in. So we were trying to find...
I don't know if we were as successful with that.
That was slightly
harder. I think generally
harder.
Most of the families that come on, they've been settled in Aotearoa for a bit longer, which makes sense because when you're newer, it's you're like still trying to find your way. You're not going to like...
It's not a priority.
Jump on
a
podcast.
So we totally acknowledge that it's not like the most exhaustive portrayal of the immigrant experience either.
But it is an amazing set of conversations. And I think, like, who would you recommend this for? Would you just be like, anybody, go and watch this? Or do you have people in mind that you're like, this is who I really think needs to hear these stories?
I think it's really amazing to hear from people who have a similar experience to one exact family. You know, like in the first season, hearing from some queer Filipino friends about like what episode two I think was like for them to listen to was really cool, so hearing it reflected back is really exciting. But otherwise, I think, like, I mean, if you have fraught or difficult relationships with anyone in your family, you're probably going to find something in this podcast for you. Not that every episode is about something difficult, but families by their nature are difficult. So
families are complicated.
Also, if you have a really close relationship with your family, you'll probably see yourself represented as well.
In a ton of the episodes, for sure.
Totally. Hey, thank you so much for coming in and speaking to us about this. If people want to go and watch it and listen to it, where do they go for this?
Your blurb at the end of the podcast. So you can find the podcast on all podcast platforms, so Apple Podcasts, Spotify, on RNZ's website. You can watch the videos on RNZ's Facebook page or RNZ's Instagram page or our Instagram page at Convos With Mine or our Facebook page, Where Are You From, really.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Thank you both so much, Sarai De Silva and Julie Zhu, for coming in and chatting to us this morning. You've picked us an Eraserheads track to play from the album Anthology. It's Huangkang Matakot. Thank you both for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.